to our feet. Let's just begin to activate. Tune our frequency this morning. Just raise our hands to heaven. Father in heaven, we just thank you, Lord, for your most precious word. We thank you for the power that is in the word. We thank you, God, that you're raising strategic men of stature that are positioned in prophetic position, that are going to create significant moves. Yeah. We declare this morning that our God reigns.
Yes.
The heavens are open for spirit demonstration. Hallelujah. And he's establishing and raising up a people that will do an impregnable work in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for what you're doing in this hour. Thank you, Lord, for the heavens are open. Thank you, Lord, that our frequency is being tuned to the frequency that's coming from heaven in Jesus' name. Today, I will have received the word of God. I will be strengthened. I will be edified. I will receive direction, clear direction. My perception will be renewed in the name of Jesus. My eyes will understand. My ears will hear. My heart is open. My mind is receptive in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. May be seated. I want to talk with you this morning about living under open heavens. Alright? It's called living or live under the open heavens. We want to live under an open heaven. You know, and keeping in mind all the things that we've heard all these past weeks thus far, God is, like I said, is raising up a generation, and that generation is going to live under an open heaven. You know, 2018, if you look at the Hebrew numbers, the 2018, the year, the number, if you look at that, it is said that the word forms a picture of a gate. So I want to talk about gates that are open, heaven, open heavens. And 2018 is going to be a year of open heavens for us. Jesus opened up the heavens for us. Because of what Jesus did on the cross for us, we can boldly come before the throne room of grace, by which we have access by the Spirit of God, to the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit. We all have access by the same Spirit to God the Father. In John chapter 1, chapter 151, he was saying to Nathanael that, behold, you shall see, you know, upon the Son of Man, the angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man, referring to himself. So Jesus himself is the ladder. Jesus himself is the gateway to heaven and of heaven. Amen? Amen? So as children of the living God, God wants us to live in an open heaven. You know, so that when we pray, he hears and he answers. It's not like praying and it's hitting like the heavens like brass, and God's not hearing, and God's turning his face, and you know, God's not listening, and God's rejecting our prayer. No. We are living under an open heaven because of Jesus. Amen? We have access. When we pray, he hears us. When we call unto him, he will hear us. He will answer us. Jeremiah tells us, doesn't he?
Yeah.
All right, so I want to talk to you this morning about living under open heavens. And as we talk about this, I'm going to share a few scriptures here. That God's heart and desire is that heaven and earth becomes one. He wants everything that's in heaven to come into our lives. In fact, what does Jesus say, or what does Paul say? You have been blessed with, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. So in heaven, God has already blessed us with every spiritual blessing. That means he wants us, we who live here, down here on this earth, to receive the spiritual blessing. All that we need is in heaven, heavenly places. Is that so? Are you with me so far?
Yeah.
So God wants us to have heaven on the earth. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 10. It says that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, that he might gather together all, together in one thing, all things both which are in heaven and which are on the earth in him. in Christ, God wants to bring heaven and earth together. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 21. These are my opening scriptures. It says this, that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land in which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them. That the days of, like the days of heavens above the earth. So God wants to bless us on this earth like the days of heaven.
Amen.
Above the earth.
Yeah.
The King James Version put it this way. This was New King James. Put up the King James. The King James Version says that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord swear unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. Alright, I hope this scripture is starting to make clear. What does Jesus say? Pray in like manner. Our Father, who art in heaven, come on together with me. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Are you starting to understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It is God's will and it is God's desire for us that we can have the heavenly things here on this earth. Alright? And God's world needs to invade this world. Heaven is going to invade the earth. That's why this year is a year of open heavens. And there are things that we can do that opens the heavens in areas, in regions, and keep the heavens open. You know, there are certain things that we can do that will stop the things that we need to come our way. Alright? But that's not because God does not open the heavens for us. It's because we position ourselves wrongly. Alright? Okay, we ourselves take ourselves out from the blessing. Okay? Now, as I share this morning, you're going to look a little bit colorful. Hopefully it is colorful. This next slide. You're going to get the green words and you have the red words. Everybody say green word?
Green words.
And the red word?
The red words.
The green word is what we need to do.
Yeah.
Alright? The red word is the promise that we receive.
Yeah.
Under the open heaven. And as I was preparing this message, I feel a little bit pressured because the past few messages we had all the points were so easy. I mean, I don't think it's easy. There's 8 points there. I don't think you can remember all 8 points as easily as previous messages. But all the previous messages had like 3 or 4 points, and they all started with a letter, like D, all D's, all R's, the determine, discipline, distinguish, you know, and recognize, reject, replace, and repeat. So I thought, man, I can't. I got to keep up the standard. I'm like, oh man. And I kind of gave up, to be honest. And then as I wrote the points, I'm like, oh, I can use P. So the red is going to be all P. So alright, so I kind of try to keep it easy to hopefully remember. But I don't know how much detail I can go into all these 8 points, but at least I'm going to just speak the 8 points, and then we may just focus on the first few. Okay? Alright, so remember, the green is what we need to do, and the red is the promise.
Yeah.
When we live under an open heaven, what do we do? How do we live under open heaven? How do we keep the heavens open? And what will be the result of what we gain, or what we receive, or what we experience as a result of living under the open heaven? Mm-hmm. Now remember, it is God's will for us to succeed. It is God's will for us to prosper. It is God's will for us to be healthy, to be happy, to be joyful, to be successful. He says to Joshua, if you meditate upon my words and you obey all the things, the laws that I've given to Moses, alright, my servant, then you shall be successful. Every land that your feet tread upon will be yours. So God wants His people to be prosperous, to be strong, to be successful, to be the head and not the tail. That's why you need and I need to understand that God wants us to live under open heavens.
Yeah.
The heavens are open. God is about to outpour so many things upon our lives in this year. Great things, good things. Alright, God does not intend anything wicked for us. He is not the author of confusion. Alright? He is not different. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He created us. He's still our Creator today. He's still our Creator tomorrow.
Yeah.
He healed us. He healed in the Old Testament. He heals today. And He will heal us again. He will keep healing us.
Yeah.
Right? Because He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the great I Am.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
eternal God who was and is and is to come.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Jesus is the great King. So He reigns and the heavens are open. What I might do is, maybe I'll get you to verbalize with me. So when we have the green word, you join together with me. And then when we see the red word, you also join together. So I'll be reading, and then you join in on the colored words. How is that, okay?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. 8 points. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Be
conscious
of God's presence and walk in God's
protection.
Number two,
obey
the word and experience God's
progress.
Alright, number three.
Heed
the Father's voice.
Hear
the
preceding word.
Number four.
Heeding
to the local church releases God's
provision and prosperity.
When we are united, we will be filled with God's
power
from on high.
Prayer
that has the power to
prevail.
Proclamation that creates
harvest
in the Spirit.
Worship
at the throne that draws God's
presence.
Okay, I don't know how much sense that made just now. Anyway, but let's take it a few at a time. Okay? Let's take a few at a time. Open heavens. And by the way, the reason, as you can see the screen here, I made sure I have all the scripture references there for you to check. Where am I getting this from? Okay? It's all very scriptural, okay? And so we're going to see there's a pattern in scripture, so I've got all there for you. Maybe take a picture. If you don't want to take too much time writing it down, don't worry, we have a website. Did you know we have a website?
Yes.
Wow. We have a website. Did you know that you can go every week and download our Sunday messages?
Yes.
Every one of them?
Yes.
And did you know that you can also go on our website and click on the download notes button that will allow you to download the PowerPoint?
Yes.
Wow. Exactly what you see there, you will get that. With the pictures, with the colors, with the scripture references. Now, I say that as a note. Don't take that as an excuse not to write notes.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
What you need to do here in the morning is maybe not try and get everything here on your piece of paper, but what God is speaking, important things that you need to take note of. You need to write these things down.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Don't forget your pen and paper. You need that.
Yeah.
All right? Not because you can get that. Okay?
Yeah.
But I wanted you to know that you have access to all of this.
Yeah.
www.evangel.org.au. All right? Good.
All right.
Okay. Let's continue on. Leading under open heavens. Number one, we're talking about be conscious of God's presence and we will walk in God's protection. You and I need to be conscious of the presence of God. You know, the very famous scripture that we know about is Jacob. It's Jacob, he's in his place and now he's, you know, kind of running away from his brother Esau and he, bit of a trouble. And here he's he goes to sleep and he has a dream. And he sees this ladder and he sees angels ascending and descending and he wakes up. He was like, man. And the Lord spoke to him in that dream. And he wakes up and he says, wow, this is an awesome place. This is the house of God, the gateway to heaven. The Lord is here. Surely He's here, and I did not know it. All right, and so that's what we read in Genesis 28. All right, and so what's happening here is that Jacob was doing his business as usual, never realizing that where he was, the presence of God was right there, dwelling there, and he did not recognize it. He went past, he did his own thing, he took casually what God took seriously, and he completely missed it until God opened his eyes and he realized that, wow, this is the house of God. And in this house, there's a gate between heaven and earth.
Yeah.
Amen? And this is what he says to God. God, if you, in today's language, right? God, if you take care of me, if you have my back, I'll come back to your house and I'll come back to you. Because he's kind of going away and looking for a wife, you know, kind of thing. But he says, Lord, if you have my back, Not looking for one, you already... No, yeah. You only have to look for, yeah, so that is correct. But anyway, he basically says, Lord, if you take care of me, if you protect me and you keep me, I will return to you. Alright? Anyway, but what happens eventually is not that he did the right thing, you know, he's very shrewd and everything. I mean, whatever he's done, but the Lord did keep him, the Lord did protect him, and he did go back. Alright, when you read later on in scriptures. So, we need to be conscious. How many times can we come to the house of the Lord and never or neglect to realize that He's here? Mm. We are more conscious of... Sometimes we could be so focused on our task, on our roster, on the things that we're doing. Or maybe we're distracted, not realizing that Jesus is here in the house.
Yeah.
We need to be so conscious that He is here because there's heavenly activities that are happening. And if we're not conscious, we can miss it.
Yeah.
I mean, how many of you would like to miss it? We don't want to miss anything that God is doing. But what you and I can do is be conscious. You make it a point that you know you're coming here. Now, every time, everywhere you go to a certain place, there's always a purpose. Right? You go to a birthday party, it's someone's birthday, not your birthday. So you don't make yourself as a center of attraction. It doesn't make sense. It's the person's birthday, you give honor to whom honor is due.
Yeah.
You sing happy birthday to him, not happy birthday to me. It's happy birthday to you, alright? So what I'm trying to say is, in every place that we go, you go to the shop to do what? To shop. Alright? So when you come to the house of the Lord, we need to know, why are we here for? Be conscious that God is here. Alright, so our minds are alert, our spirit are sharp. We are here to come to worship the Lord. Not complain to God, Lord, please, I've got this problem, I've got this issue. I mean, God knows what we need. And I'm not saying you can't cry out to the Lord, but rather than coming, you know, always, oh Lord, how about we come to the house of the Lord and praise His name in the assembly of the saints and proclaim His praises so that the nations will know we serve a living God. Amen?
Amen.
Be conscious. Can you say, be conscious?
Be conscious.
We're going to be conscious of His presence so that we have God's protection. Psalms 91 tells us that he who abides under the shadow of the Almighty, right? I want to read the first part. It says, He is my refuge and He is my friend. My friend. My fortress. Right? I want to read Psalm 91. Okay, this is what it says. He who dwells in the secret place of the Lord shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, everybody, He is my refuge and He is my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. I feel like singing that song now, but we won't. Okay, God's protection will be upon our lives. So be conscious of God. Come to the house of the Lord. You know that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
Do you also know that we are the house of God being built together as His house? And when God dwells in the house, there's going to be protection because we dwell under the shadow of the Almighty God.
Yeah.
And He has our back. So when we live under an open heaven, when we are conscious, when we dwell, we come to the house of the Lord. We are conscious of His presence. We are His temple. We come. We know that under an open heaven, we have God's protection.
Yeah.
God's looking after us. Amen?
Amen.
Number two. Obey the word, or obey Christ, and experience God's progress. If we want to live under an open heaven, we need to be obedient to the word of God. Because when we obey the word of God, only then God will take us to another level, which means progress. Only then when we obey the word, He takes us to another level. It's only when we step out of in faith that we start to see God's favor.
Yeah.
Faith, favor, F.
Yeah.
Alright, is that?
Yeah.
Alright, wasn't intentional, it just so happens, okay? Alright, so when we step out of faith, we experience God's grace, God's favor, God's power. Alright, so we need to obey. When we hear, we must be quick to obey. Now, Jesus gave us He's the best example that we have. Like I said, I'm taking all this from scriptures. Jesus, what did He say? When He was going to be baptized, John the Baptist said to Him, oh, it is not right for me to baptize you. You should be baptizing me, not me baptizing you. But He said that I need to fulfill all righteousness. Or I need to fulfill all righteousness. Because He's like, man, I'm not worthy to undo your shoes and your sandals. I'm not even worthy to even undo that. No, but He said, no, that I need to fulfill all righteousness. Because only then, when Jesus did that, he was baptized. What happened? All right? The Holy Spirit came unto him like a dove. And what did the Father say? This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. God is looking for those that will please him. When we obey his word, we attract that. And so when remember that it was from that place that Jesus started his ministry. Does that make sense? Alright? So for 30 years, alright, he was quite, you know, behind the scenes, no one really knows who he's about. And suddenly at the age of 30, he starts out his ministry. How? First, he's baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit, and for the next 3.5 years, he just does damage to the kingdom of darkness and brings it completely down. Right? But my point is that here is, this is where his starting point is. There he's obedient, he fulfills all righteousness, and there's progress in the work of the Lord.
Yeah.
So God wants to take us to maturity. God wants us to take us to another level. Alright, like Jesus obeyed. He didn't have to be baptized. Right? But he set it up for us so that he can bring many sons to glory. Amen?
Yeah.
Obedient to the word of God. Only then we experience. If Jesus obeyed, oh, he had to fulfill everything that the law wrote about. He said, I didn't come to get rid of the law, but to fulfill the law. I'm not rejecting, I'm not throwing it away. I came. The law is all about me. The Psalms, the prophets, everything that you read in Scripture, they're written of me. And I came not to throw that away. I came to fulfill that. He is an example of obedience. He said that he learned obedience through the things that he suffered. Obedience. Alright? Obedience. So when we hear the word of God, we need to obey. We need to obey. Very easy to disobey God. It's very easy to disobey God. When the Lord is dealing with you in a certain area, don't delay it.
Yeah.
Don't wait. Don't say it's going to work itself out. When you know it's God, do it.
Yeah.
Because if we never step out in faith, we'll never experience the breakthrough. You know, God is dealing with something in your heart. You know, sometimes, you know, God might just want you to pray for someone. Well, go pray for that person. Don't say, well, I don't think he, I don't know how he will respond. Just go and do it. God might be dealing in an area of our lives and say, you know, think differently. Then think differently. How can we disobey God? God wants us to think in a new way. God wants us to progress. God wants us to think in a new way. And we still like the way we think. But Jesus says, or Isaiah says, well, you got to forsake your old ways.
Yeah.
Get rid of that. And put on the new. Everyone say, put on the new.
Put on the new.
I need to put on the new. Let go of the old man.
Yeah.
The old man says, when I'm angry, I scream. When I'm offended, or bitter, I am offended, I'll not talk to you. You know? When I'm mad, my face will show it. When I'm disappointed, you will hear about it. That's the old man. You don't like me, I also don't like you. You have a problem with me, that's your problem, I don't care. You find something, you sort out your problem. That's not the new man. That's not what Jesus came to demonstrate.
Yeah.
Jesus came to demonstrate love.
Yeah.
Compassion.
Yeah.
He's a God of second chance. More than second chance. I mean, how many times do you fail God? How many times do we fail God? But yet he's so faithful that he says, if you sin, alright, you have an advocate, Jesus,
yeah,
who cleanses you, who forgives you, who heals you, who takes care of you. And if we confess our sins to God, he's faithful to forgive us from all unrighteousness. God is faithful. And so when you know God is dealing with something in your heart, obey it. Because when we obey it, heavens are just open wide, and everything that we need can come our way. Right? Right? Maybe, you know, you're not being consistent. You know, find a time you're not consistent, maybe in your walk with the Lord, you're not consistent, something. Then just do something, and you know that this is what God is dealing with. Then start doing it. Start doing it right away. Don't wait. Don't delay. Delay is the very thing in which is still learning, and I'm learning, is the very thing that kills what God wants to do. Because if God is giving us a word now, it's for the now, it's not for tomorrow. And then sometimes we wonder, why did we never experience the breakthroughs? Because we never took the word. never obeyed the word. Maybe we have a wrong attitude in a certain area, and we know it's not quite right, but yeah, that's how I... It's not who you are. That's not who Jesus created you to be like. Jesus Christ could restore us to be better, to be stronger, to have the love of God in our lives. So when the word of God comes to us, everybody say, obey.
Obey.
And then we will experience God's progress.
Yeah.
Obedience. Number three. Heed the Father's voice. So take heed. Pay attention. Incline your ear. Listen to the Father's voice and hear the preceding word. Preceding word is, you know how Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of his mouth. That means whatever word is coming forth every day, that word is by which we live by. Okay? So if we want to live under an open heaven, I believe that under an open heaven, God's voice is clear. He is the speaking God. He is speaking. That's why I'm saying to you, look at every week you're hearing, we've got wonderful preachers down sitting down there, and they are proclaiming and preaching the word of God. Do you believe that that God is speaking through them?
Yes.
Amen. So we got to hear the preceding word. That means, what is God speaking now? Receive that word now. When Jesus was baptized, what happened? The heavens opened. And while he prayed, the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove. And what happened? And the voice of the Father said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am very well pleased. Under an open heaven, God always speaks. Mm. Look at all the scriptures. I have all the scripture references that when there's open heaven, God is always speaking or showing a vision. A vision is speaking what God wants to say. You know, it's a very important thing to know that if we don't honor God, we can't receive from him. I don't know if I've got something like this somewhere there. Somewhere, I don't know what I have, where I have it. I just... But if I don't... let me see, I've got something very important here that I know I need to say. Probably in the previous slide, is it? Yeah, so basically it's... it's in the first point, but I'll say anyway, it fits in the second point too, I suppose, right? It talks about... I'm just going to go back a little bit because I believe this point is very important, okay? Hopefully you can keep track of me so far, right? So the first point is be conscious of God's presence.
Yeah.
All right?
Yes.
Everyone say, be conscious,
of
God's presence.
Of God's presence.
And we have this protection, right?
Yeah.
Now, I was saying that so many times we can come to church and not know that he's here and we miss it out.
Yeah.
Right? We can miss it out. Now, remember that the Word of God became flesh.
Yes.
And dwelt among us. John chapter 1.
Yeah.
John chapter 1. The Word of God. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh, and the Word dwelt among us. Now, the scriptures tell us, now a few verses backwards now, he says, he came to his own, and his own received him not.
Yeah. Yeah.
But to them that received him, he gave them power to become children of God.
Yeah.
Born out of the flesh, out of the will of man, out of the, you know, all of that, but by the will of God. Now, what I want you to see here is something that's very important. If we don't recognize God, we cannot receive from God.
Yeah.
You know? Because his own did not receive him. They didn't recognize that he was the Messiah. So did they receive the right to become children of God? No, they did not.
Yeah.
But when those who receive him, those who recognize him, okay, I'm coming to the house of the Lord. He's here with us today. He's in our midst. He's speaking. He's doing. He's moving. He's healing. He's doing something in my life. I have the power to receive. And to become children of God. Now I want you to see, it's very important. Because unless we recognize that God is here, and recognizing that God is in the place is a form of honor. Everybody say honor.
Honor.
Father, come to your place. Or something like that. And, you know, and I walk past you and you don't talk to me and as if I wasn't here. Is that called honor? That's not called honor.
No.
Right? That's dishonor. Right? So when God is here in the place, we're coming to meet Him and we don't honor Him, we don't recognize Him, it's dishonor. Just like you would feel very weird if someone just walked past you and you're like a ghost. And it's like, you wonder, where is the honor? So here you're in church, and that's something I'm learning, by the way. But here you're in church, you're in church, and we don't recognize that God is here. How can we receive what God is giving? Can't.
Yeah.
It's the same way. You can look at it in the perspective of God, but if you don't receive the pastor, you cannot receive what he's giving to you.
Yeah.
If you don't receive your leaders, you cannot receive. If you don't recognize your leaders, you cannot receive what they're giving to you. If you don't honor those people over our lives, our parents, leaders, pastors, teachers, whatever, we can't receive.
Yeah.
Alright, so I just thought that was an important point, though it is kind of going backwards, because we're talking about being conscious of the presence of God. When we are conscious, we recognize Him, we honor Him, we respect Him, we treasure Him, then we can receive.
Yeah.
And we have the power to become.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
That's the reason why when we begin to receive the Word of God and we obey that, we receive the Word gives us power to become children of the living God. We will experience His progress. Number two, it was. Jesus is our example. He was obedient to the Father's will. He was obedient to the point of death. Though He was equal with God, yet He gave Himself, He emptied Himself, made Himself like a man, and died for us so that we might have eternal life. Though He didn't count it robbery, right? But He completely emptied Himself, even to the death of the cross. Amen? Philippians tells us. Number three, we talked about hear the Father's voice, hear the preceding word. Listen, take heed what God is saying now. Now, I think I will just focus on this one here and maybe one more, and then I think we'll bring this to a close. Is now we need to hear what the Father is saying. Now, kind of in the opening scriptures, which didn't quite, I think I can use that, but during the prayer time, we were talking about, seeing, they could not see. Hearing, they couldn't hear. They could not perceive nor understand what God was saying, what God was doing in the Old Testament. And God says, but I've given you the Spirit of God, not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God. And you have the Spirit of God, you can know. He gives to His own those who believe Him, those who receive Him, those who believe Him. That we have the Spirit of God, and what is the Spirit of God? Knows the Spirit of man except the Spirit which is in the man? So how do you know what's in your spirit except your own spirit? But if you have the Spirit of God in you, you would know the things of God. Okay, all right, that's Corinthians. Okay, another day. But what I'm trying to say here is that God wants us to hear Him. And when we hear Him, we're going to hear Him accurately.
Yeah.
And I believe that under an open heaven, when God speaks, not only will you hear, but you will have perception. You will have understanding. We will have clarity. We will have direction. Remember, without vision, the people perish. So God's going to give us clear words so that we can understand. Now, what do we need to do, though, is take heed of God's voice. That means when you come on a Sunday, and that's what I've purposed in my heart to do this year, is really pay attention to whoever is preaching. Whoever is speaking, whoever is preaching the Word of God, I'm going to take heed, because if I believe God is speaking through this man or through this woman, I'm going to receive it as it is from God.
Yeah.
Amen? And that's the attitude we need to have.
Yeah.
Alright? We need to have this attitude. Take heed. Say, okay, is the Lord speaking? And what is He speaking in this time, in this moment? Not the same message again, but in that moment, God is saying something different that you've not heard before. That's what we need to take heed of. And that is what's going to change our mind.
Yeah.
Not the fact that you can repeat the message, but the fact that you know that God is saying something and dealing with this and bringing you this error and say, okay, God, get up and do something about it. And that's what we need to take heed of. But there's one thing that stops us from hearing accurately. And I'm going to write on what Dino was sharing this morning before I hopped on. And this is what it says in Isaiah. Now, you know the story of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 6 says that in the day that Uzziah died, he saw the Lord high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Now, he saw the Lord. He only saw the Lord when who died? When Uzziah died. Now he was a good friend of Uzziah. They were very close. Uzziah was a very successful man. He was very gifted. He had, you know, he did great things. He did a lot of things. But he didn't finish well. Right? But this relationship, as long as Uzziah was still alive, he did not see the Lord the way he saw. But he says that in the year that Uzziah, King Uzziah died, he saw the Lord, one lifted up, high lifted up, and saw the robes of his temple, the robe fills the glory of his temple. Does that make sense? Now, I want you to quickly turn there because there's some important things that we need to understand from this scripture. Because under an open heaven, we're going to hear his voice and we're going to have right perception. Do you know that we can hear a word and make it mean what? Do you know that if you really wanted to, you can we can take anything from the Bible and mean it what we want it to mean?
Yeah.
Right? That's why I suppose we have cults and all these kind of things that are out there. We can take any portion of the scripture and make it mean what we want it to mean. So if I'm going through something and I want to justify what I'm going through, well, I can twist the scriptures to make it say, well, look what it says here. It's right and it's this. No. What God is wanting to give to us is not our perception of scriptures, but his perceptions on what the scripture says. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Chapter 6, it says this. Let's just read it. I think it's good to just read scriptures. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. And above its seraphim, each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and two he covered his feet, and with two he flew, and one cried to one another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, so that the whole earth is full of his glory. The posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. So I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. See what happens right here, right there? What does he say? Lord, I'm a man of unclean lips. I'm unclean. I need to be cleansed. I'm undone. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. So, we need to experience this. Uzziah must die. What is a picture of Uzziah? Do you know what Uzziah represents? Uzziah represents things that stop us from going forward. Those things that hold us back. Those things that keeps us bound. It could be in sometimes it could be people. Sometimes it could be things. Sometimes it could be a job. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. That thing that's keeping you from breakthrough. That thing that bothers you every single time and stopping you from rising. We need to let that die completely. Those disappointments you might have gone through, these are the Uzziahs you need to let go. Because as long as you hold on to the Uzziah, you can never go to the next level. You can never progress. We need to hear the preceding word. And only when Uzziah died, then Isaiah's perception became clearer. Suddenly he realized, okay, I need to be cleansed. So what happens in verse 6? The one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. He touched my mouth. God's going to clean our mouth with it. And said, Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away, and your sin purged. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, Here am I. Send me. And he said, Good, and tell these people, keep on hearing, and do not understand, and keep on seeing, and do not perceive, and so on and so forth. All right? Okay. Now, what you see here in this scripture is this. That after he's cleansed, after he recognized that God, I'm undone, I've got unclean lips, I've got issues I need to deal with, issues that I've let it buried for a long time in the closet, never dealt with it, never did anything about it, there's offenses that are hiding in the closet, there's bitterness, there's things that are keeping me paralyzed, or the anger that I have against this person, all this relationship that we broke, you know, and then I disrespected this friend and I never spoke to him again, whatever it is. When we recognize these things, those things that are letting us down, we recognize that if God's going to bring about such a cleansing from our hearts, what happens? Perception is clear. Why? Because suddenly now he hears, Who will go for us? Who shall I send? And who will go for us? He could hear that. He didn't hear that before. Suddenly now he can hear clearly. And when he hears according to the will of God. He's not hearing so that I can just be blessed and have a good life. But God wants us to have the maximum, the fullness of life that He has for us. Oh man, He doesn't just want us to just go to heaven. He wants us to be blessed. He wants us to go forward. He wants us to be successful. He wants us to pull down the powers of the kingdom of darkness and allow His kingdom to fill the whole earth. So I want you to see this morning, that when we do that, our perception will be clear. Our understanding will be accurate. A lot of times we find it hard to understand because we don't let go of certain things. But the moment we let go of certain things, you know, my own ways, my own thoughts, my complaints, my this, it's not, everything that we have is His, not ours anyway, right? So I want you to think carefully. What are those things that are keeping us bound? Because this year God wants to go into breakthrough.
Yeah.
God wants us to live under an open heaven.
Yeah.
So that we can be conscious, so that we can experience His protection, so that we can obey His word, so that we can experience His progress.
Yeah.
So that we can take heed of His word. Why? Letting go of all these things that are handling us back. All the Uzziahs, we declare this morning right now, in the mighty name of Jesus,
yeah,
we command every Uzziah to die right now,
yes,
in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We take authority right now to let go of the past,
yeah,
let go of failures,
yeah,
let go of disappointments,
yeah,
in the name of Jesus. Now is the time to hear the voice of the Lord,
yes,
and to move forward,
yes,
to receive understanding, revelation,
yes,
wisdom, clarity, clear perception,
yes,
in Jesus' name. There will be sight, insight, foresight, and hindsight. All these things will become clear. Hallelujah. The word will become clear, so clear, in Jesus' name. Everything will begin to make sense because God works together for all good for those who love Him.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, right now. Right now, in Jesus' name, there is grace this morning to let go.
Yeah.
There is grace this morning to let go.
Yeah.
In fact, there is a prophetic word that we heard on Friday from Cindy Jacobs saying, you know, you may have been going through something for years and it's been horrible, but suddenly,
yeah,
like nothing ever happened,
yeah,
it's going to be healed, going to be completely,
yes,
restored, it's going to be completely,
yeah,
new. So we declare that right now,
yeah,
in the mighty name of Jesus,
yeah,
hallelujah, for God's heart is that we live under the open heaven.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God wants us to flourish. God wants us to go forward. So this year, we're going to experience His protection.
Yeah.
We're going to know His progress.
Yeah.
We're going to hear His provision. We're going to hear the prophetic proceeding word. We're going to hear the prophetic word. We're going to have His provision. We're going to walk in His prosperity. We're going to experience His power.
Yeah.
We're going to receive power to prevail.
Yes.
We will create pathways in the Spirit to allow the move of the Lord.
Yes.
And we will experience His presence at the throne.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. This is an open heaven that we have. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Alright, because there's eight, let me do one last one. Very short. This is very short. Next slide. Very short, okay?
Okay, yeah. I forgot about this picture.
Alright, okay. Now this is quickly, just because we've got four, I just want to do four, and maybe some of the time we might do the rest. If not, we'll see. But as long as you've got the 8 points. But God, remember, God wants to live under an open heaven. The green part is what we do. The red part is what we're going to experience that we have under open heaven. This is a promise for us under an open heaven. All right. Now, giving to the local house and giving to the Lord. Okay? I put storehouse there or local house because of Malachi chapter 3 talks about, you know, giving to the storehouse. But giving to the local church, to your local house, or giving unto the Lord and all these things. All right. What is that going to do? Now, God says, test me in this if I will not open up the windows of heaven and bless you. Alright, test me in this. So when we give, even when we don't have, even when we have faith to give the little that we have and all that we have, God's going to cause us to prosper.
Yeah.
God's going to cause it to multiply. Do you know that the story, the woman that had and was it a Pharisee that was so rich? They were giving the offering and he gave so much money. So much. He had extra money, so he gave, let's say, $1,000, okay? Today's language, okay? $1,000, because he's got a big job and he earns the three digits, whatever. Anyway, he counts his millions anyway. And so he has $1,000 in his pocket and just gives offering. Oh, praise the Lord, I'm a great man, I've given so much money. This woman was at almost nothing and gave a few cents, gave everything that she had. And God, and Jesus said, look, this woman gave a lot more than you gave. Because she had almost nothing and she gave everything that you have.
Yeah.
You give out of abundance. You give out of extra.
Yeah.
But you know, there's something that we can learn from God is that when we give, even in the lack that we have, we can experience God's blessing.
Amen.
He can give us abundantly more than we can think or even ask. Maybe not in back in money, but He can give you back in money. Yeah. He can multiply, but He can give you in other ways as well.
Yes.
He can bless you with things. He can bless you with so many things. But I want you to, there's a reason why I have this picture here, because if you've never met this family, maybe if, you know, by the will of God, if you ever meet this family, it will be so good. I had the privilege to be in Malaysia for 3 months last year, and I met this wonderful family. Now they have like, I think 10, I know all their names, so by the time we come, we can, I think it's 10 or 11 children.
Wow.
Alright? And they all have biblical names, you know, Paul, Joseph, Daniel, James, and Ruth, Esther, and whatever, so many of them, okay? Solomon, Ruth, Joseph, Daniel, Joshua, okay? Esther there, and Moses, okay? Mom is Hannah. Mom is there? Right there. Okay. Now, the reason why I want to show you this picture and I want to share about them is that they are refugees from Burma, right? And so they've been in Malaysia for, I don't know, maybe 7 or 10 years, something like that anyway. And you know that in Malaysia, they are persecuted, all right? Which means that, you know, they'll lock them up, they can't work, you know, and they'll persecute them in many ways. And so these people have actually gone through a lot. Now, if I start to tell you this, you'll get depressed. Seriously depressed. In fact, there's a lovely testimony from Esther, but okay, so some other time. But anyway, this family, as you can tell, it is very difficult for them to work. And if they work, they have to work in fear, in case the authorities would come and catch them. They've been caught, they've been in prison 3 months, a year, and they've escaped. They managed, you know, you name it, okay? They've been through so much. And I remember, and at that time that I was, not this picture, but when I was there for that 3 months last year, the father had liquid in his lungs and he was having some very difficulty breathing. So they sent him to the ICU, all right? And so on and so forth. By the way, I'll tell you the result first, but I'll tell you what they do too, right? By the way, all ICU is very expensive, and I think it's a private hospital too. It's a well-known hospital in Ipoh. And so all the fees that they had to pay were all met. The doctor just waited.
Wow.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Right? And if that didn't happen, there were pastors and leaders and other people from, what is it called? From United Nations that were willing to contribute and pay for it. All right? Now, this family is poor. All right? Very poor. Alright? Now, even at the time, some didn't have jobs, they had to be careful, they had to quit and this and that. What you see is, when I went to see them, every now and then I'd go and visit them, pray with them, have devotion with them, worship the Lord, spend time with them, their house. By the way, their house is like, it's a shared house, two-story. They only have the downstairs, and they only have like the living room, there's a kitchen, there's this tiny little room there. And at the living room, which is like, man, like my laundry, it's almost like the size of my laundry room. Okay, maybe it's a little bit bigger, but you get that, it's not a big room. And out of that, there's like 7 or 8 people staying in that room. And it's not even a room. They gotta use a curtain to close. There's no wall. So I just want you to know in what circumstances or what their conditions are and what they're living. Now, I want you to see something here because it's very powerful. I went to see them. Every time I would go and see them, sometimes I was trying to get in, I was getting weird, and if I go, what they would do is this. I'll go and see them, I'll pray. Now, wasn't even pastor then, but they, because you're a leader, pastor. They're very honoring to leaders and pastors. Not just me. They'll do the same for other pastors, all right? And they come to me, and after I leave and I'll pray, you know what? They will give me a love offering. And that was crazy, because that love offering was not 20 ringgit, was not 50 ringgit. I would say if I had a 50 ringgit, that's not bad, man. I mean, considering It's pretty good. I mean, come on. I mean, 50 ringgit is quite good, man. How many ice kacang and how many fried kway teow can you get out of 50? Wow. Right? So, it wasn't 100. It wasn't 150. 200. And they have to feed this huge, humongous family, and they're not rich at all. And I'll say to them, no, look, I can't take this. I mean, like, come on, are you crazy? I mean, like, I'm living here with Australian currency. And, you know, I just... And you know what they were saying to me? But no, we honor the pastor. We believe in giving. And we believe God will multiply. God bless you. We honor you. And if I say, no, I can't take it, they say, hey, you don't want us to be blessed. I'm sorry. You're the most spiritual one right here. And so I had to learn to take it. But I would return it to them in other ways. I couldn't take the money for myself, I mean, honestly. But I want you, and these people, right, this family, they may not have much, but they are blessed. Man, I was there recently, and they don't need it, right? But they had like 4 or 5 television, like sitting on the table. Hey, we just got this from people, you know. I'm like, don't think you'll be needing 10 of them or 5 of them, but yeah. And you know, and God would just supply for them all that they need. And even in times they don't have jobs, it works out for them. I wanted to share this powerful testimony is because even in their lack, they can give 200 ringgit. Now, to me, 200 ringgit would be like someone giving $200. Someone gave me $50. That's good, man. I'm happy with that. I mean, $50 Aussie dollars, right? I mean, think about it. An offering for $200, and you're poor, and you have lacks, and you need to meet the needs of your family. Powerful, isn't it?
Yeah.
We serve a wonderful God.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you, this family, they've really impacted me. In fact, I just want to keep talking about it because it's so good, right? One of them has gone to Youth of the Mission and he's graduating in February, and he's been sending me some pictures, some updates, and he's telling me, oh, this is what I'm doing, and wonderful. A family loves the Lord. But it's powerful when you see them apply the Word of God. Man, I tell you, I really learned from them. I really learned from them. They don't have any theological songs. They, you know, they're just like ordinary people. They're just like everybody, right? I was like, wow, powerful. So I believe that when we live under an open heaven, we first of all need to be conscious of God.
Yes.
We need to obey the Word. We need to take heed of His voice. And we need to give. Give honor whom honor is due. Honor the Lord. And as we do that, we're going to experience His protection. Our lives will progress. We'll hear His preceding word. We'll always hear His voice. For my sheep hears my voice. And we will have under open heaven His provision and prosperity. Now, by just looking at the right hand side of the... Maybe put back the picture now. Take the picture. Go backwards a little bit. Now, the one with all the points. Let's rise to our feet. We finish here. Who wants to live under God's protection? Amen. I mean, who wants to experience God's progress?
Me.
Who wants to hear God's proceeding?
Me.
And who wants God's provision and prosperity?
Me.
Do you know that it is God's will for us?
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
But there are certain things that we can do to attract those things, to lead, to position ourselves, to put ourselves in a place to receive it, right?
Yeah.
Is be conscious of God's presence, all right? Obey the Word.
Yeah.
Can we obey the Word immediately, all right?
Yes.
Mess up a lot of times, but God is merciful. We need to learn to do immediately, right? Heed, listen, incline. Always be alert. God is speaking. So what is He saying? Alright, very important. Give. Giving is powerful.
Yes.
You know, sometimes giving, it's not just money. Giving is not always just money as well. Man, when people really give love and pour out their lives for you, so much more. You know, so much more that you can get back. Sometimes, you know, by doing something for someone, man, the things that comes back to you, when they prosper or when they flourish, man, that's beyond money. It's beyond anything anyone can give you. That is powerful. The power in just giving. Sometimes it's your life. Sometimes it's your time. Sometimes it's your affection. Sometimes it's just someone to talk to. Powerful. So there's more power in giving than receiving. Because when you give, man, what you get in return, it may not be what you expect, but man, it's far greater. But giving, man, is powerful. So, but God is teaching us that in under an open heaven, we can keep these things, you know? God's going to open the heavens. Heavens just open up upon our lives, and we're going to experience God's all the peace that God's giving us. Father, I thank you right now.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. The heavens are open.
Yeah.
We declare that you reign. We declare that you reign over our lives. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that there are many things that we can do this morning to position ourselves. And so as we have heard this morning, as we receive this morning, I thank you that the Word of God is a power that will transform our lives, that it renews our mind, as it changes us to think differently, to come with expectancy, to come in the house of the Lord, being conscious of your presence. Oh God, I just thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Father, the gates of heaven are open, and you're waiting to just outpour, just like in the day of Pentecost. They're going to be in a final outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon your church. The gifts of the Holy Spirit will be evident. The fruit of the Spirit will be evident. There will be a people of power that is rising.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for you're ready to invade the earth.
Yes.
Thy kingdom come.
Yes.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
Let heaven invade the earth.
Yes.
We are a people ready to bring the praises of God. That we are here, O God, and recipient of all that heaven has for us, all that God has for us, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, rain down from heaven.
Yes.
Release from heaven.
Yes.
As our praise goes up, the rain comes down, Father, in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
We give you honor. We give you glory. We activate all these things in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Do you receive that this morning?
Yes.
Amen. 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 Heaven, open heavens is ours.
Yeah.
2018 and onwards. Not just 2018. 2018 onwards. And God bless you. Know that God wants us to live like this.
Amen.